Looks like what was presented, did you see this? What was presented to us today?
I had emailed it out from... It was emailed out with the meeting minutes.
I think we're all in agreement. We've got to get on and upgrade and do something, but think I'm also understanding that if cities and the county got together immediately, that it's possible that we could join forces. Do you agree with that, Sheriff Russell?
We were all for the consolidation. It just became a matter of financially, you have to build the structure to be protected the way it's supposed to be by the national standards. It's expensive, and without that tax, we weren't able to move forward, if I understand that correctly. But that was my understanding of why it failed last time. It's not that we aren't in favor of consolidation. We just couldn't financially do it.
And I guess my question would be, if we have it in three separate places now that do or don't meet the national standard, why can't we just... I know we're going off on consolidation issues and not the 911 equipment.
They're not big enough to accommodate what we would have to do.
Kind of find a place that you'd be able to... Because at that point, your housing... We did a similar thing. You got to find a place that you can get everybody into. And even the place that we're in today is not our ultimate end result. It has been temporary. Now, unfortunately, it's been temporary for 7 years. But again, we're having to get into a financial position because that's a big investment. The next part of that is your building is going to be huge, and there's a lot to that. But
why does it have to be huge?
Huge is the investment, not like large as far as the size is concerned. But it's what the chief was talking about. It has to be built to different standards. You're not going to just go out and buy a shopping center and move the 911 equipment in there. Would it work and could you move it? Sure, you can. You can put it in wherever you want. The problem is that's a critical facility, a public safety facility. So it'd have to be built to different standards. So there's a lot more to that.
It had to withstand a tornado and withstand tornadoes and things like that. Disasters, yes. And so forth.
We've had two instances in the last 5 years where tornadoes have been within one block of both of our facilities.
And that's the reason, and we haven't moved that quickly because we're in the judicial facility similar to yours, and we're in the basement. So right now, we've got a place that works, but it's not. It does need to be a little bit larger because of the space that we're trying to use. We took three PSAPs and we shoved it into one location, so we're jammed into a small spot. But it's working for now until we want to make sure we prepare and get it in the right place, which would be no different than the scenario that you guys would look at yourself as far as deciding how you're going to move forward with that. The thing you also got to keep in mind, and we just talked about legislation, that cell phone legislation, we've been driving for 5 years to get the legislation put on there, and we're going to continue to try again, but I cannot tell you at this point when that's going to happen. And I believe the next issue that you're probably going to be looking at here is you're on a surcharge with a landline, and it may be, I think you just recently changed it from your 10% to up to your 15%.
Yeah, we've gone for about a year and a half on 15%.
Which is your maximum. You can't go any higher than that. And I would just imagine at some point more and more people are going to continue to dump off their landline phones. So your revenues for your 911 under that system is going to continue to drop. So you're just going to continue to have this discussion in this fashion.
It was the land and the building that was a big obstacle before also, and finding a spot. I remember them kicking it all around. What spot would be?
Yeah, a spot to put it in. I think a way that we went with it is we actually moved away from the building, even though we need a building. We focused in on, if we don't change the funding mechanism, you may not have 911. So that may be maybe another way that you could look at it. Instead of focusing necessarily on the building, that's a secondary issue that needs to be handled, but you've got a primary problem. You've got finances and maybe even just being able to provide the service in general. You need some other way to fund it.
Facebook. Everybody puts everything on Facebook anyway, so you guys can just troll Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people expect in some cases. Well, I posted on Facebook. How come you didn't respond?
So right now, today, what you need from us is commitment. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd say we're all on board.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we will move forward with the...
I'd like some harder numbers or some more specifics.
I want to look into that because I am beside myself why I can't answer that question. So let me find out the question. Now I feel stumped about why it was, but I'll get that answer too, sir.
Yeah, I'd like that. And then any contract, anything like that, obviously just get with us, get to Frank, and then
okay. We'll have something to actually vote on. I do have one with me that CenturyLink has sent.
Yeah, Frank's got to look at it.
Do you want me to give it to you today?
I'd give it to Nikki to give to Frank.
Okay. I will do that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does anybody out there have any other
questions?
Nope.
We will, I'll say, as a board, we can kind of get some numbers, figures together for you on consolidation. See where you need to go with that.
If we go with this, it's going to be the maintenance costs each year that'll go down for sure. Right?
Yes. Your maintenance costs and your connectivity would drop if you eventually consolidate it.
We'd still have the employees. We'd still have, and there'd still be all the other costs involved.
Yeah.
We'd take that many.
Our biggest thing is right now we know we need a new system.
Right.
We do have at least the pieces in place where we have facilities that are protected to support our dispatchers at this time. And that is a huge chunk when we start talking about trying to get all the equipment and everything relocated to a centralized location. So we were trying to move forward with at least this basic part because it's a lot less expensive than it is to try and build a facility and move forward.
Right.
Thank you, John.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How's your guys' radio system work? Your radio system that you're on, is it?
Oh, there's just old CVs.
I mean, I've been out when we couldn't connect each other.
Can you guys go back to that broken track? I've got that is the correct amount for the check, and we have the correct invoice. Somehow you guys got the wrong information on the shipping. It was $350.
$350? Okay, yes. Then the check's good.
So these two invoices combined make that. Okay.
Correct.
Move to approve check number 445547.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I've got it, Randy.
Who actually needs this? It's not us.
Treasure.
Yeah. Hey, Randy.
Can we take that back to Melanie?
Please. I guess Mike can give it to her whenever she has you sign them.
Yeah, I'll see her in just a minute.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be just approved. Gotcha.
Yep.
What?
The other invoice, I wonder where it came from.